Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Friday. Predators with a fun one last night. 2-1 win over the New York Islanders in the shootout. And to talk more about that, defenseman Nick Haig is on with us now. Nick, good morning. Nice win last night.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
I got a question. When you guys had a battle with a team with the Islanders that just came off a 9-0 win. They obviously are a good team. After such a long road trip, how difficult is it to play that first home game?
Yeah, it can be tough. I've actually always thought those games are some of the hardest of the year when you just get back. We had kind of a long travel day, coming back home, and then you turn around and you're right back to it. So, the mindset, for us, and we talked about it, it's like you almost treat it just as another road game. It kind of has to be the mentality, and I thought we did a really good job with it, and kind of stuck to our details, and we were rewarded for it.
When you look at this stretch of games that you guys have been on, does this feel like the team that you all thought you had when you got together for training camp?
Yeah, I think so. Right, like there's no secret we kind of had a tough start to the year, and nobody was happy with that. It was, but we didn't feel like it was like we were right there in games, and we just weren't getting the results. And we've been a resilient group all year, and I think now we kind of just stuck with the process, and now we're starting to get rewarded for that, and the work that we put into it. And it's never going to be perfect, but I think we're really finding our stride as a group, and starting to feel really good about our game. And when you get the results as well, it's just good for everybody. It makes us feel a lot better, and kind of a little bit of a reward for the process that we put into this every day. And it's been fun, and the guys are kind of clicking right now.
Nick Haig is with us. From a defenseman's point of view, when you see the goaltending performance that you've gotten, Juice has 30 saves last night. Eustace Onanen, when he's gotten his number called, has been playing well as of late. I mean, how much easier does that make your job to be able to support some great goaltending play?
Yeah, they've both been unreal. Especially Juice, right? Like he's been our backbone there all year when things weren't going well, and he was holding us in games. And I told him last night he's my new favorite player. He's just been he's been locked in all year, and it's been fun to watch. And they've both been really good. It's definitely kind of creates like a calming presence for the group when you you got a guy back there who's gonna shut the door.
What is it like when you guys will roll 7D like has happened a couple of times lately? Barron, the coaches are saying now that he's back from injury, wanted to get him some opportunities to play so he's ready for the stretch run. So how does that change the strategy when it's 7D?
I don't know if it does. It's just, yeah. I don't know if it changes the strategy. I think it's just, obviously it was good to get JB back in the lineup. And, the coaches kind of roll us all out as they see fit. And, but our messaging or our game plan, if you will, is, it's never going to change. We want to try to play the same way no matter who's in the lineup. And I think that's, a sign of a good team is we have that depth, right? And everybody can step in and get the job done.
So for you, I have to bring this up. There was a few games ago, kind of a role reversal. You hit the big shot to score, and Stammer blocks one. I have to imagine that was a fun discussion after the game.
That was great from Stammer, right? He's he's been really leading the way, and on both sides of the puck, as was evident there. So, he does it all. He's a Hall of Famer for sure. He's scores, and we can always count on him to defend. And he's been leading us for sure.
I said to Hal Gill in the game after in our pregame interview, I said, as a defenseman, when you see like you're your goal scoring forward do that? Do you got? I mean, does the D-Corps have the beers at the next outing? Because I feel like you owe him one.
You know what? It's just, I think it's just a sign of kind of, you know, shows a little glimpse of what it's like inside our locker room, right? And you know, no matter who you are, kind of what your maybe role is on the team, you know, everyone's, you know, willing to step up in a big moment like that and, you know, kind of lay it all on the line. And I think it just kind of shows kind of our mindset and just, you know, the everyone's willing to do whatever it takes to, you know, to push that win to the final buzzer. And, you know, I don't think there's been a, you know, better example of that, you know, than what happened the other night in Calgary.
Nick Hague is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. You know, there's always a lot of discussion about culture within a team and within a locker room. And you know, you're a prime example of a guy that had been on a Stanley Cup winning team in Vegas. Marchessault was a part of that. Stamkos in Tampa. So there are a lot of different, you know, ideas and of culture that have been brought into this room. Plus, you got the young guys that are kind of learning that. So how has that all meshed together, especially over the course of the last month and a half, to kind of form what you guys have in that room?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I think it's one of the most important things is, you know, having a good culture. I mean, you know, it's like, what's that mean, right? It's, I'm sure everyone has a different, you know, different opinion of it. But, you know, from, you know, my experience here, I've, you know, been here for, we've played 40 games now or whatever it is. And this is as tight of a group as I've ever seen. And that, I think that's just kind of testament to, you know, the older guys that have been here, you know, from the start. And, you know, when things, you know, even when things weren't going well, right, like it just, we kind of had that belief in our room. And, you know, we believe that we, you know, could be a lot better. And I think it's starting to show it now. And, you know, that starts with our leaders and, you know, and the guys that have, you know, kind of been around the block and buy in from everybody. And it's, you know, I think it's a lot of it's, you know, kind of what happens out on the ice. But I think, you know, a big part of that too is, you know, in the room and just, you know, how we treat each other and, you know, our commitment to, you know, to work, you know, off the ice and, you know, and put in all that, all the time and effort to, you know, make sure that when we do get out there, we can, you know, be at our best. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to the older guys on this team. They lead the way with that, you know, by, you know, lead by example. And, you know, you see a guy like, you know, Factor, Stammer, Yost, Phil, you know, all these guys that are, you know, kind of, you know, leading the charge, with all the work that we're putting in and everyone just kind of gets dragged into the fight with them. And, yeah, that's never going to be a concern with our group. Everyone's, you know, bought in and we have a lot of fun, you know, showing up to work every day and putting in the work. And it's been nice now, you know, like I said, you know, we start to, you know, get the results and, you know, it's a rewarding feeling and, you know, and we know we're, you know, just getting started. It's, you know, it's, the job's far from over.
How do you look at, and the whole league is dealing with this, with the schedule, the Olympic break coming up, you guys, you know, went to Sweden and had a little bit of a condensed schedule before that. So how do you personally go about preparing for that, knowing that, I mean, you're playing pretty much, you got a back-to-back this weekend and you're playing pretty much every 48 hours?
Yeah, it's, it can be hard at times. I'm not going to lie. It's, you know, with travel and, you know, and everything, but, You just do it, right? Like, you know, you don't have a choice. And these, you know, all these points are so important. You know, whether it's game one or game 82, you know, 2 points, they all count the same. So, you know, you got to keep your, you know, your mind in it. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. And you know, we do that to the best we can. It's, yeah, it's sometimes not the easiest thing, right? With travel and our like you said, our schedule's been so condensed, but, I'd say that the whole league is feeling like that this year. So, you know, whoever can manage it the best is, you know, going to be better off for it. And that's kind of our mindset.
Well, you guys have been doing a great job with it. Nick, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend with the back-to-backs, and we'll see you tomorrow night against the Blackhawks in Smashville.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's Predators defenseman Nick Hague. They're back at it tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. 7 o'clock puck drop against the Blackhawks. We'll have more coming here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.